Right, I would like some children. Would like the children to come out the front here and help me. Come down the front here. I'm going to need a bit of help because I've got a couple of things I want to show you. Who likes balloons?
Me, I want the blue one.
You want a balloon. What do you say? Before you say thank you, what do you say? Please, yeah, please. Please, can I have a balloon? Go ahead. I'm going to let you have a balloon, yeah? Where's a balloon? Now, what are balloons meant for? Turn this up. Parties, yeah, parties. Balloons are meant for parties. Who likes having fun?
Me.
Sick, nice one. Excellent. Well, it's great to have you up here helping me. So what do you have to do to a balloon?
Pop it.
Pop it? What do you have to do to a balloon? Blow them up. Yeah, that's better. You're much better than the girl over there. Yeah. Well done. Very good. Right, so you need to do that. Now, here's the thing, okay? I want to talk this morning. We're going to be fairly brief. So can we turn this down slightly because
it's just because you're
in front of the speaker. Because I'm in front of the speaker. Okay. Let's move this way a little bit, guys. Okay. I want to talk a little bit about real Christianity. You can see up there on the screen there's a real Christianity and a false Christianity. Now often the image of the world has a certain image about what it means to be a Christian. And it's kind of pictured by maybe going to church and doing certain outward things. But a real being a real Christian is about something that's inward and it's actually centered on the cross of Jesus Christ. We've taught a song about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Saviour, Saviour. And Jesus wants to be your friend. He wants to be your Saviour. He wants to come and be with you. And he wants to change you, in fact, from inside. So what we need to do with a balloon is it's no good just doing stuff on the outside of a balloon. Is it? We have to do something to the inside of a balloon. Yeah, we have to blow some air in to blow it up, don't we? Now, I'd like one of you to read a passage for me. Would you like to read, Aidan? That's brilliant. There it is on there. If I just bring the microphone to you. If you turn around and face all the people over there, then they can see you speaking as well.
Yeah, see if you can read that passage for me. This is from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 to 27. And it'll come, keep it on the screen, so I haven't got the buttons with me now. It's coming up on the screen as well. There we are.
For I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your
impurities.
And from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
Well done. Thank you very much, Aidan. Good job. Absolutely great. Now, I'd like you to tell me what this is. Okay, I'm just going to get something out of here. Have you any idea what these are? There's short shell. From the green. No, they're not. I know what you mean. Conker type things. Yeah, they're not conkers. No, but you're right. They're sort of shells. They're nuts. Yeah, nuts or something. Do you know what nuts they are? No. Do you want to hold one? You can hold one if you want. No, they're not acorns. No. They feel like plastic. Well, they are real. I can tell you that. That's what goes inside. Do you know what those are? I don't think anybody, I don't know. I know the children here, I do know, I'm not allergic to walnuts. But if anyone's allergic to nuts otherwise, please let me know, okay? They're walnuts, yeah, they're walnuts. Now here's another story for you, okay? Because back last Christmas, we like to have a bowl of nuts in our kitchen, and I'm mainly the one who eats the nuts, okay? And I have to get a nutcracker and crack open the nuts, and then I can eat them. Do you have nuts? Do you like nuts? You seen someone crack open a nut? Okay. Well, sometimes nuts are that hard that actually I have broken nutcrackers trying to open nuts because they're so hard, yeah? Anyway, this last year I had a couple of walnuts and they were really, really hard. I just could not open them. And in a bit of my laziness and just like, I opened the kitchen door and I just threw them out the kitchen window onto a little patch of soil just outside my kitchen. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I went outside my kitchen door and I looked at where a rose is and there were two weeds growing up alongside it. And it looked a bit like this. There we are. That's taking them up, okay? And as I pulled the leaves, I thought I'll just pull them up as they are. And as I pulled them up, I discovered that about two thirds of the way down it was a walnut opened. And it had grown up into a walnut tree. Wow, it would have grown up into a walnut tree. There's another balloon down there, yeah. Up into a walnut tree. And here's the thing I found really interesting, is I could not crack open that nut from the outside. I could not crack open that nut from the outside. But inside, you see, it is nut. You might eat them. Okay, we can eat them and things, put them on cakes and various things like that. But in there is the capacity to grow a great tree. In fact, in there is the capacity to break open a nut shell that is impossible for someone like Roland to crack open and to shoot out upwards and downwards shoots, which means the growth. Like that. And I thought it was really interesting because, you know, sometimes we can try and crack nuts, so to speak, in our lives, or people who are a bit problematic. But actually what you and I cannot crack, God can work inside to produce real and lasting fruit and break that nut completely open, so it's something completely different. And that's precisely what we have in this Bible reading. You see, in the reading, it said that God was going to make a new heart. Now, let me show you another balloon, okay? Here's another balloon. Is that a nice balloon? Who wants this balloon? Why don't you want it? It's dirty. Okay, let's make it nice and clean then, okay? A bit of clean water. There, we can clean it on the outside. Is that a bit better? Is that better? Yeah. Is there still any problem? Feel it. What's the problem with it? No. So do it on it, but feel it. Of course, it's got something inside. Yeah, it's got a load of dirt. It's got a load of dirt inside. So the balloon's no longer nice and soft like it should be. It's hard because it's got dirt inside. And you see, sometimes we can clean ourselves on the outside. We can try and stop ourselves from telling lies. We can try and stop ourselves from doing various different things. But actually, our fundamental problem is not on the outside. Our fundamental problem is on the inside, the soil in there. Okay? And we need that taken out. But that's pretty hard to take out. Can come out. But here's the thing that God does. Okay? What God does is... Oh, they're yellow ones. I must have a blue one in there. Maybe I gave you my blue one. Here we are. But he gives us a completely new heart that's clean on both the inside and the outside. That's what God does. He makes us clean. And more than that, what he does, you know, you bloom back, is he makes our heart soft. He gives us a heart of flesh. You see, actually what happens is the things of this world, all the difficulties we go through, tend to make our hearts hard. So we're not filled with compassion and love and a tendency to forgive. For what God does is he transforms our hearts and he makes them soft, the hearts of flesh. And then what he does with the hearts of flesh is he, that's brilliant illustration. Okay, turn around the other way. Is he fills us with his spirit, okay? He breathes his breath into us so that our lives are filled with his spirit and we then become the people that God originally intended us to be. These balloons were not intended to be filled with soil. They weren't intended to get dirty. They were intended to be something which you could play with and go and be celebratory and have a party. Well done, brilliant. Yeah, well done. Can you tie it? Would you like somebody else to tie it? Only one way to find out. There is indeed. Top marks to try it. Oh. Okay, so what we read here is God's Spirit within us enables us actually to follow God's decrees and laws. In other words, when we're changed inside, it enables us to be changed outside. Real Christianity starts from the inside and works its way out as God works within us. So the biggest problems actually in your and my life, the biggest problems in your and my life are not the outward circumstances. Whether that's financial, whether that's health, and I know some of us have significant health issues, or whether it's about relationships, it's not those things. Or whether it's about going up to a new class at school or even a new school. Actually, the biggest issue in my life is my heart. Is my heart clean? Is my heart soft? Is my heart filled with the Holy Spirit? And that's something I can't do. It's God's work within me. All praise and glory to God. Thank you very much, children. You've done a fantastic job. We'll go up and pray with us.